Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild today. We're going to have a good one today with, this is Thursday, Linda Irwin. She's our ET and paranormal lady and does all kinds of amazing things. And she's going to be doing on doing some readings and whatnot for our callers. Let's see, I am looking to find my particular sheet I have so I can remember everybody's stuff. Otherwise, I just kind of do it off the top of my head here, which I'm obviously going to do at this moment in time. We have to contact Psychic Jethro is www.jethrosmith.net, and he is at 928-284-64... whoa, wait a minute, I really got that one wrong. 928-284-0437. There we go. Thank you, Mercury Retrograde, on that one. Then we have Pamela Cummins, who is our Tuesday lady, and she is at www.successfulrel.com for Successful Relationships. She is also, she is on Facebook, she is on Twitter as Rev Pamela, and her number is 973-229-9704. On Mondays now, we have Aurora Rose, and hers is, I want to say Aurora Rose, I believe it's Aurora Rose Psychic. Okay, I'm going to do the show here. I'm going to be looking that up, so I will be able to announce that at our half-hour mark here. And then, let's see, there is Amy Kavanaugh, and she's the one been doing our chakra classes. Yesterday she did chakra class number 6, and she is the owner of Awakening Claire, C-L-A-I-R-E. I think it's on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And she does, she's doing readings, she does Reiki, she does all kinds of cool stuff. All of her shows are archived on the Wednesdays. You'll notice if you go back to listen to those, there's a couple of those days where they kind of skipped, they kind of missed in there a couple weekends couple Wednesdays because they had that huge storm down in Florida, and she got her car ruined and she got her phone ruined and just had all kinds of amazing things happen to her. But she persisted, and you know, she got her phone, she got back on, and we had done the first 4, and then we did 5 last week, we did 6 yesterday, and next week we will be doing chakra number 7. Today, of course, we have Linda with us, and I'm going to have her give us her information here in a bit. And then I know tomorrow is Jethro, and he's all I still caught with this is the mystery guy, the violet flame guy. That's all I know. So it's tune in to see who the mystery violet flame guy is. But anyway, it's going to be the two gentlemen on tomorrow. It's going to be Jethro and whoever this mystery man is. And they will be on at noon. Of course, all of our shows during the week are usually at noon Mountain Time. It's 11 Pacific Time, noon Mountain Time, 1 o'clock Central, and 2 o'clock Eastern, except for Aurora Roses for these first couple weeks. She is actually on at 9 o'clock Mountain Time, which translates to 10 o'clock Central Time, which is her time, because it's with her children are not quite back in school yet, and they're in summer camps and whatnot. So we had to move that Monday show time to 10 in the morning Central and 9 in the morning for our Mountain Time. But after we get through that and should they start back to school, everybody's going to be on at the noontime in the Mountain Time. So anyway, okay, Linda, and I know yours is Continuum X Headquarters, and I always want to, I'll spell it out here and see if I got it right, and if I didn't, you can correct me here.
Okay.
C-O-N-T-I-N-U-U-M-X, and then Headquarters.
Right, you got it.
I got it, okay, and that's on Facebook, right?
Right.
Awesome, okay.
They can look me up by my name, but there are so many Linda Irwins. If they're persistent, they'll find the Continuum X Headquarters logo as my personal page profile. So,
cool.
But
good.
I wanted to thank you and Amy for the show yesterday. It was fabulous. Are you getting echo?
Yep. Okay, how about now? I had it on. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I had it on speakerphone.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Is that better? Okay. My speakerphone, I can hear better, but nobody else can, so I'll take it off of there. And I see Celeste is in the chat room with us here, and I'm going to have her post her stuff, because I believe it's Celestial Readings. Wait a minute. I don't know if it's yahoo.com, or I think she's actually got a website now. I'm going to type in there. He'll rest real quick. It's like, okay, Celeste. Okay, Celeste, you know, hopefully you can hear me. Would you please post your info in chat? Okay, there we go. I wish I could type as fast as I can talk.
I actually type faster than I talk, but I'm not near the chat room right now.
Well, this one, I usually can type almost as fast as I talk if I use both hands, but where I've got one hand holding the phone and the other one I'm typing one-handed, I haven't learned to type one-handed really quick yet. So.
Well, you can cradle the phone on your shoulder, but then you won't be able to move your head later.
I was going to say, with what I have going on with my neck and so on and so forth from bad years of doing that, they actually have in the business world, they have, well, when they have the old cell phones, they had this really cool piece of equipment that would fit around, you know, I remember the old style, you know, bulky, big, you know, handsets where you could actually grab it in the middle. They had a thing that would click in the middle of that thing, and then it attached, and it had an attachment. It had like a U-shaped thing that fit over your shoulder and went up to, you know, that held the phone up. So people, because that was exactly what was happening. People were getting neck problems from doing that very thing with their phones. So it was, you know, of course, in this day and age, it's like it's really hard to do that with a cell phone, which is why they have, you know, people with that, I guess it's that Bluetooth or whatever, fits in your ear, and it's like, I don't do that ear thing so good. So I just use my hand.
I have a device now that straps onto the phone in just a second, and then you bring it up over your head, and your hand.
Oh, really?
It holds even heavy handset phones.
Oh, I'll be darned. I will have to check that out. Yeah, no kidding. All righty. Well, it looks like we got a queue full of people here for you today, so I think we better get rolling here.
All right. I also had some questions from some members, so why don't we go back and forth with that? Because maybe some of these questions are the same ones. But,
okay.
My own local group here has submitted some. And one of them was, why is it easier when a person is learning mediumship contact to contact people that have been on Earth recently on the other side than it is to make contact with E.T.? And it's simply that the people that are on the other side were recently here, recently in this vibration, relate to our experience, relate to our language better than someone that hasn't been here or hasn't been here in a really long time.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
That was the first question. If you want to go ahead and we'll take a caller, and I'll do another team question after that.
All righty. Sounds really good. I like that. All right. Our first caller is from area code 805. 805, you're on with us here live on Psychics Gone Wild. I'm Kelly, and Linda is our ET and paranormal person today.
Oh, good. I don't know if I've spoken to Linda. I wanted to tell. Well, I'll call tomorrow. So I'll just ask the easy question. Should I keep my sword?
Keep your store or...
Sword,
S-W-O-R-D. Oh, your sword. Where did you get this sword? Because swords are very powerful talismans. And if you got it from a good energy place or a person, I would keep it. There's a lot of truth behind the story of Camelot and Sir Lancelot and that, and that swords do convey energy and power. If you're familiar with wands, they're sort of like that, but they're more of a light warrior type thing, fighting for the light. So if you got it from a great place, I would keep it. In fact, I would put it up on the wall where you can see it all the time.
Yeah.
Because you draw from that energy.
But I wanted you to tune into mine specifically, not what a sword meant, what you felt mine was.
Okay, are you looking at, can you look at it for me?
I have to leave where I am right now. It's in the car. Do you want me to look at it?
Well, can you envision it in your mind for me?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay. Oh, this is a collector item, isn't it?
I'm not sure, because it was new when I got it. It was a gift from a powerful man that I don't know if he's going to come into my life ever or not. But I get downloads from the Lord. But I just wondered if I was past that and didn't need it. You know, maybe I still need it.
Okay, what you need to do with the sword is transfer the energy and make it your own personal energy. I'm seeing a lot of power coming off of it, but I'm seeing that that power doesn't belong to you and doesn't particularly match your own vibration. So what you need to do is cleanse it through, you know, like sending the energy out, transmuting it, bringing it back through you to filter it through you, and then you put it back into the sword. And the way you can do this is a visualizing exercise where you're holding the sword, holding it up, and then you take the energy in your mind and send it out through the tip of the sword. Then you bring that energy, you cycle it back down through you, and you purify that with your own energy, and then send it back down your arm, through your hands, and into the sword. And that will make it unique for you and give you power that you can draw from.
Okay. I mean, I've brought a lot into the sword, but that other person saw stuff in it? Is that what you meant? By
yeah.
That kind of power?
Right.
And that, his power
I'm getting that
mind.
The person that gave this to you is very powerful, you know, as far as energy goes, but there's some negative aspects to this person's personality.
Oh, and, okay.
And some of those have kind of mixed in with that and are probably affecting you on a subconscious level. So do cleanse that, okay?
Because I keep thinking he's a past life person and wondering if we're going to meet. And I don't know why I'm attracted to him other than he sent me the sword when I was, like, way back when we were in the Ether War, you know, when the Draconians were ahead. I'm a spiritual warrior. I did a lot of stuff people have never heard of. So, if it still has some of that in it, I don't want that anymore.
No, you don't.
Because it also protects him. Like, if he's in trouble, the sword will activate.
Well, he needs to learn his own protection. He really does, if he hasn't figured that out. But he's not in the right place yet. He's still thinking, fight the bad guys, fight the dark side. But, you know, it's not necessarily fight to kill. We're fighting with light. And you know that already.
Yes, with light, of course. Uh-huh.
So that's where you want to infuse that sword with your light energy.
Yeah, get rid of the residual. I understand how you said to do that. I'm glad you brought that up. A lot of these things I know, but they're just so silent. Or if I meditate and get all good answers and stuff, when I come out of it, I forget what I learned.
You never forget. You really don't.
I have
to
bring it back up and bring it back up. They even tell me the name of my book, and I cannot remember it at all. So I'm going to have to keep meditating, I guess. And get to my guides.
Absolutely. And, you know,
I think
when you go to sleep at night, right before you go to sleep, that you're going to meet up with this information. And you will remember it when you wake up.
Well, the sword brings in downloads. So that's safe, isn't it? Just let it bring in downloads.
Yeah, keep the sword, but change its energy because I feel a strong connection for you with that sword. It kind of reminds you of who you are as a light warrior.
Okay.
Cool.
Thank you. I know you
Thank
need
you.
To talk to others, so I'll talk to you later.
I have one thing I'd like to say to our caller, though, before she hangs up here. If you've never watched The Secret, have you ever heard of that by Rhonda Byrne? It's like she's B-Y-R-N-E. She wrote The Secret. It's a book. It's also a DVD and some CDs. Some of the verbals that I was just kind of listening as you go along, and you're saying, I can't do this. It's like when you watch that movie, you'll understand what they say about the genie of the universe. When you verbalize something out like that, you get more of what you verbalize. Okay, so instead of saying, I can't do that, say, I haven't yet learned how to do that, but I'm working on it, and I'm getting better. And every day and every way, I'm getting better and better, and I am getting to the point where I can remember that. So it's like, so instead of being at that place where when you're doing your meditation and going, oh, I'm not remembering, say, I just didn't remember today, but tomorrow I'm going to remember this. I'm going to remember this tomorrow. I mean, you know, it's your self-talk. It's like Maslow's prophecy and all that good, you know, self-fulfilling stuff. It's like, so do what you expect to be able to do instead of where you're currently at. Okay, does that make sense?
Yes, well, that's what I do. I have a thousand ways to teach people to stop being negative when they first wake up. And I didn't even realize that they can't. But the remembering thing is because going to my guides is something new to me. I finally am totally open, third eye, crown, everything, and I can do it. But I'm like in a trance. And if I open my eyes, I come out of it, and then I have got really powerful messages. I could do that on another show, so I'll let you go. But thank you for reminding me. I said can't. I can't believe I said that.
I understand.
All right.
Thank you very much for calling in. And do call in on that day. We look forward to hearing from you again.
Okay,
all righty.
Take the next question from one of our team members.
Okay.
And that was, why do ETs not simply fix the planet if they have the technology? Why?
Because we wouldn't like it.
We are the stewards of our own planet. It's up to us to change our way of thinking. It's up to us to change our way of doing. If we're down here living a physical existence, we need to respect where we're living this existence. Sure, Mommy can go in and clean Junior's room every day, Junior doesn't get the lesson that he needs to take accountability to keep his own room clean.
And he doesn't learn how to do it.
Yeah, people have to learn how to respect and how to do, and they'll find that when they do that, they're living in a more positive environment. ET is here to teach us who we are and how we are connecting. We will go and help areas that are devastated by cataclysm and political problems, and we will even go help people heal if you ask, but it's mainly your responsibility and accountability. Okay, that was that question. Now, next caller.
Cool. All righty. Next caller is from area code 480. Right
Hello?
Here, you're on. Yes, you're on with Linda today.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, I had a question. I've been confused for the past couple of days, and I was wondering if I was going down the right path or am I supposed to do something else?
I'm getting that this was a situation that was a learning experience for you, and if you feel you have learned everything from it, it's time to go a different way. It's time to stand up for yourself. Be strong in who you are.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what you've taken from the situation, you can use to help others. You will meet others in the situation who will have been through what you've been through, and you will be able to counsel them and teach them how to turn theirs into a healing experience, how to come to terms and recognize what happened, why it had to happen. It was to learn.
Okay, that's cool.
Does that answer everything, or?
Yes.
Okay. Be strong. Go forth. Be happy in who you are and make the choices that make you happy, okay?
Thank
Bless
you.
Bless you. Okay, getting to the next question from the team. If we are all from the same source, why are we so diverse? Well, look at it this way. You have four or five kids, and they're all quintuplets, quadruplets, and they grow up together in the same house with the same classes and the same knowledge, eating the same food, wearing practically the same clothes. Then all of one day, they're all going out somewhere in the world. One is going to go to France. One is going to go to Africa. One is going to go to China. You know, they all go and learn all these different languages, different customs, different aspects on the world, and then they come back. And guess what? Their personalities have changed somewhat to encompass their experience. Well, that's what we did. We fragmented from source, and we went through different experiences so that we could come to terms with our personal part of it. So this is why diversity is so good, because all that diversity feeds back into the whole, the whole of source. Religion is just a fragment of experience. So that was my answer to that one. Do we have another caller?
Yep, we sure do. Okay, we've got a person here from area code 786. 786, you're on with us today.
Hi, hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Gigi.
Hi, Gigi.
How are you?
Oh, good. You've got some really good energy.
Oh, thank you. It's been a long, hot day, but thank you. I'm still happy.
my soul energy, which I understand feels like it's lagging in the heat, but...
Yeah. My question for you today is going to be a relationship question. I'm in a relationship. It's pretty new, about a couple months or so, with a gentleman named John. And I was just wondering how you felt in this thing panning out between the two of us.
John's kind of introverted, isn't he? He's not being honest about what he's feeling or doing, and that's why you're having the questions about it.
What he's feeling, I'm pretty sure I can tell if the feelings are there and they're getting strong, but I don't know. I'm confused sometimes, so I don't know.
Okay.
I see him quite often, so it's not what he's doing that I'm too much worried about. don't know.
I think it's just that he's preoccupied, and the fact that he was raised in a household where men don't talk about feelings. Okay? I'm definitely getting that. You know, you don't talk about this stuff. So what I need you to do, and I know you can do this, is to try to, when you're with him, tune into what you personally are getting at an energy psychic level. And then bring up something very gently, very casually along the lines. Once he starts to understand that you know him without having to express what he's thinking, then he will come around to sharing with you more because he will be comfortable doing so.
And you said, so how do you see things panning out between him and I? Do you see it?
I think there's good probability. It's just that you need to break through that teaching that he's gone through, that, you know, not being open. I think it's starting as friendship, but it's going to go into more if he can let go of his programming and be open to you. Because, I'm seeing you as a bright golden light. I think you're going to do great things for him. And I think, too, he's going to teach you a little bit about himself. And I think this could be a potential relationship, but do take it slow. Try to intuit. Try to interact with him in what you think he's feeling so that he's comfortable. Right now, he's a little unsettled.
Okay.
Okay?
Right. Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. My next question from the crew. Do focused global meditations only work if everyone does them at the same time? And this is probably, if you're on Facebook, some of you may have been getting these things where, you know, certain date, certain time, and it gives all the things, all the time zones in the planet, and they tell you how to go through these meditations. Some of them are for raising the consciousness and the vibrations of the planet. Some of them are contacting our star cousins, trying to get them to show themselves. And I think, you know, this is great that so much energy is going in linear time at the same time, because that's how we operate in the physical world, the physics, the laws of linear time. But people are also feeling bad, as I got the rest of this message, that they can't necessarily make these meditations. They're working. They've got family obligations. And so they feel bad because they can't join in. But don't worry about it. Any time that you want to do a meditation, it all feeds into the consciousness stream. And linear time doesn't exist in the higher realms. So it's just all there, whether you do it at 6 p.m. on Tuesday or do it at 8 a.m. on Wednesday. It all feeds in. Try to make the global meditations because I feel like it's going to be stronger for you personally if you feel like you're joining with everyone simultaneously. But don't sweat it, because you can still make a difference individually in the time space that you have. Okay, next caller.
Alrighty, our next caller is area code 225. 225, you're on live.
Thank you. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, how are you?
I'm doing great. I was just wondering, what do you see about employment?
Okay, I didn't get all of that. Kind of fading out.
Employment?
Oh, your employment?
Yes.
Yeah, these are tough times. Hang on. Do you have someone that either now or recently you were working with that you just didn't absolutely get along?
Yes.
Because I'm seeing that this person has influenced you in an energy way, that you've taken some of their energy, what they've been saying about you, and putting it into yourself. Don't do that. Do not, you know, anytime somebody disses you, as I call it, don't take that into yourself personally. They're coming from their own perceptions and their own experiences. I think this is influencing your attitude towards employment right now. I think if you can come back to who you are, your talents, your strengths, you've got, you know, what it takes to do what you want to do and make money at it. and you just need to sit down and figure out how to do that. Social networking is a great way to find a new job. I'm finding that a lot of people are posting, you know, that they, you know, what they do, and then all of a sudden somebody that you know comes along and says, well, I've got a person that needs somebody that can do this. And there's a lot more home business type work, doing things from your house, from your computer, and not so much going out and having to commute every day. But, yeah, I'm really getting that you need to be strong in who you are to attract the type of employment you really want to do.
I have an interview today. Do you see it working out?
Yes, go in as your authentic self, okay? Try to do a meditation that you take all of your negative past experiences, get rid of them all, because, you know, they may not be hip like we are to the spiritual, but everyone, no matter who they are, what they do, picks up on those things in our aura. And if you have something in your aura that lacks confidence, then they will pick up on that subliminally. So be strong, be confident, and go for it. Now, if it turns out you don't get this position, you're not meant to, because our guides keep over us all the time. And if that's the case and you've gone in there and you've done all of the confidence and positive aura and you don't get that, it's a lesson. And your guides, if you're open to that, will show you exactly where you're supposed to go. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. I'm wishing you luck. I'm putting energy on this because it sounds like something you really want. But, you know, there are other things out there if this doesn't pan out.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty.
All right. And the next question from the team is, sometimes I get tired suddenly and need a nap. Am I being pulled to the astral realm or a mission? I want to say that I'd like to say yes, but not always is that the case. Sometimes our physical bodies just need sleep. Sometimes we haven't eaten enough in the day to sustain ourselves. If you're tired, go take a nap. Set your intention before you go to sleep to, if you are being pulled for a reason, to remember what you did when you come back. But no, not every time you get pulled are you being asked to go on mission. Okay, do we have another caller?
Yes, we do. We've got 3 or 4 more folks here. Okay, looks like this one is area code 229. 229, you're on the air.
Hey, hey, it's Reverend Jay in the chat room.
Hey.
All right.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Thank you for doing your service. It's really wonderful that you're helping people, and I hope you receive many blessings from it.
Oh, I already am. Thank you.
Well, I'm interested in I'm spiritually growing myself, and I'm having like this issue with my throat chakra and my heart chakra coming together, and I you know, like becoming one, and I think is what's happening, and I'm wondering what I can do to have it, you know, finish, because like I've had irritation in my chest, and I'm now having, I think it's moved again, and I think now it's moved into my throat, and so now I'm having irritation in my throat, and I'm not an unhealthy person. I don't have any illness with me. You know, I eat good and exercise regularly, so I know it's like an ascension thing.
Yes, it is. And Amy Kavanaugh, she's a little better versed on the chakras than I am, but I think what she'd say and what I'm going to say is that sometimes we get things mixed up. A throat chakra is our communication chakra. A heart chakra is the love and connection chakra. And when we get things mixed up like that, it's because we're not doing something quite right. So if you've got those two particular ones, I don't think you're expressing enough love, encouragement, or, you know, things like that to other people you know in your life, whether it's online, writing them an email, or posting somewhere or saying it to them. You know, John Edward, you know, has appreciate, validate, communicate, and that is because we need to do that every day with the people in our lives that we love. Not only does it make us feel better, it makes them feel better. You see someone doing a good job in the type of work you're doing, let them know. You know, I think that's all it is. It's just allowing yourself to express through your throat chakra what's coming from your heart chakra. That's where the blockages and things get all tangled up sometimes. It's because we don't follow through with what we need to do to keep those open.
So, I find it a little hard to resonate with what you said because, number one, I write a blog, and number two, I always affirm people for, you know, I totally believe in loving everyone and coming from a source of love. I think
but that's a generalized audience, right? I'm talking about people one-on-one.
Well, I do that too. You know, I have intimate relationships that I try to be authentic in, and I try to really convey love in every situation. Last night I, you know, took time and really tried to help somebody, you know, one-on-one to expand their, you know, thought patterns and, you know, through caring.
Right.
You know, so.
But are you saying this also to everyone that you come in contact with that you immediately feel they're doing something, but maybe you're busy and you don't have time to acknowledge them? See, I ran into this problem a little bit too, and it was that I'd go down Facebook and hit like, you know, but I didn't take a moment to maybe go to their wall and say, hey, I just want to let you know I really love what you're sharing, or, you know, just taking a minute to be directly participating with someone when I'm in a hurry. And I'm getting that you're pretty busy and you're in a hurry and sometimes you don't have time to do that. It doesn't mean that you have to drop everything and go do that, but if you could just kind of watch and listen and see when somebody might need that little extra encouragement. And that goes too for people in your physical world, like your family.
Right. I do try to be, you know, present in identifying, you know, situations that I'm in my immediate vicinity. So I do get what you're saying, and I'll just have to be more diligent. Maybe that's what it is. Or
and drink more liquid too. I'm also getting from you that you're supposed to drink at least half your body weight in ounces of water a day, or water-based liquid.
Wow.
I just now got that. Well, it might help if they drink something.
I am a that is something I've always been poor at.
Actual physical throat, so, and the chest too. They're showing me that sometimes in the morning you feel like you're clogged up a little bit in your chest.
Yes.
Mhm.
And
so yeah, we got to take care of the physical along with our spiritual self. So be sure, you know, keep that fluid going, because you really need that to keep all that mucus and stuff cleared out of the throat chakra and the heart chakra, because all that is aligned.
Okay. That I definitely need work on, and I try very hard, but I'm not a big water person, and, you know, you can only drink so much Kool-Aid, and I don't drink alcohol. You know?
Well, there's fruit juice, there's tea.
Right.
All that would count.
I have a water recipe for you that you might like. It gives your water a little bit of flavor. It also does some things with the healing bit. Is if you take to a gallon of water, add a fourth of a cup of lemon juice, and then one cup of aloe vera juice. It gives it just a little bit of flavor. And what the lemon juice does is it extracts things. It detoxifies yourself, and the aloe vera puts back in healing.
Okay, I'm going to try that. Now, is aloe vera juice something you buy right at, like, a health food store?
I would think so.
I was going to say, you can, if you want to do the quick and cheap way, if you don't mind shopping at Walmart, Walmart sells aloe vera juice in their pharmacy section. You have to go in and look for it and ask for it because they usually hide it pretty good. It's on a lower shelf. It's kind of in a squarish kind of gallon. They sell it by the gallon. It's like $8 or $9 for the gallon. If you buy it at health food stores, it can be, I've seen it, like $16 for a quart. So I kind of take the cheap and easy route, so I do go get my aloe vera at Walmart, but you know, that's totally that buyer's decision. It's up to you.
I have to say I'm a Walmart buyer because of economic conditions.
Okay. But
another confession you got out of me.
That's okay. A lot of people will relate to that.
Exactly.
I will try that, and I'll let you know how it works for me. You ladies have a wonderful day, and I do honor you for what you're doing, and that's why I tried to say it right at the beginning. You know, it does make a difference, and when I'm listening, you know, it makes a difference to me just to hear that, you know, you're helping somebody. So, you know, it helps raise my vibration, even though I'm not the person that is doing it.
Yes, I feel it too. I feel you raising the vibrations of everyone that's listening. And if anything, go take that sip of liquid and you'll find your throat feeling a little better than it did a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm actually making a Walmart run today.
Well, if I lived closer, I'd be shopping there all the time. I'm 100 miles from the nearest Walmart.
Oh, my. Wow.
Oh, gosh. I'm telling you, it's a... economically, it saves you a lot of money, but, you know, I don't know how good it is for our society, but,
right.
You know, we have to live within our standards, too. So.
Walmart's making great strides in being more humane and trying to work for causes now. I've seen some posts on Facebook to that effect. I was like, oh, yeah, way to go. So they're raising in consciousness, too.
Something else that I just recently saw about Walmart is they are going into the organic business, which is going to be beneficial to us. They
right.
are actually approaching farmers to provide a lot more organic products. So that will be good for everyone.
Right, and at the reduced cost because you go into retailers' organics and it's just unbelievably expensive.
Right. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
for calling in.
Okay, bye.
Excellent. Okay.
Okay. My last group question, if you hear something like a distant radio sound in the background and there are no devices on in your home at night and you're getting ready to go to sleep or you just woke up from sleep and you hear this like someone's talking, maybe even playing music, and you try to train your ears to hear what they're saying, but you can't hear it, will you still get the message? Yes, you will. Believe it or not, subliminally, you will get it, and you will process it when it's needed. Okay, do we have another caller?
Yes, we do. We have several more here. Okay, we have, I believe this is Tash, Tash Fabulous. And let's see. Okay, come on. It's trying here. It's doing a little circular thing. Okay, there we go. Tash, I think we got you on.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
All righty.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Fine. I was just wanting to know anything that you could pick up.
Just anything at all, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You having some arguments among family and friends? Sensing you're kind of pulling back from situations because you're afraid of being hurt?
Arguments with friends? No, I haven't gotten no arguments.
Well, disagreements? What I'm actually seeing here, and maybe this is something out of your past, is that somebody said something about you to someone else, and you walked in on it, and then all of a sudden you started stepping back, and you're kind of keeping a little bit to yourself now. This may be related to spirituality.
Okay.
Somebody that doesn't agree with what you're doing. Is any of that making sense? Because this is what they're showing me. It's like you're stepping back because somebody said something hurtful about you and now you're concerned about what they think or you were concerned.
Mm-hmm. I was little?
No, as an adult, but I don't know if it's like recent or like a couple of years ago.
Far as to pertain to what? Far as us saying something about me, cause I have no clue. Because I got to the point where I don't really care what people think or say about
me. Okay, but this did happen before you got to that point, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, and now part of you is still pulled back from the person who said it. And it's causing some pain in you in a subconscious way that you're probably not even aware of. In a way, you're wanting to reach out to this person, but you don't want to at the same time.
Is it a female?
Yes, it feels like it was two women, actually, that were talking about you.
Well, my mom and my grandma?
It could have been. Like I said, it was a while ago. And now you feel like you can't really reach out to them yet, and you want to. You want to make amends. You want to extend olive branches, but you don't know how.
Mm-hmm. And it has to be my mom and my grandma, because I've been trying
okay.
to get closer to my grandma. And I'm
okay.
kind of like distant from my mom because I'm like, it's still that mother and daughter relationship.
Right.
And I can, when I get close to her, I get the vibe of, I want to get close to her, but I get the vibe of the past of how we used to argue all the time.
Mm. There we go.
It's like something, saying something. Yeah, because like, if I say something, I know she'll quickly just jump at it, like, hold on, I'm your mother and this and that. If I was to say something slightly wrong to her and her opinion.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. And this is something I advise to someone else, too.
Okay.
Write your mom a letter, but make it just newsy stuff that she would approve of, you know, like simple everyday things that you do in your life, because she's
mm-hmm.
on a kind of on the defensive here as far as
okay.
you go. She feels responsible for who you are, and she doesn't agree all the way with who you are. She's taking that
no.
as, oh, gosh, you know, I did this wrong, but she didn't do it wrong. She'll find that out
oh.
one day, but, you know, just write her a gentle, pleasant letter like you would anyone else, just newsy kinds of things, and when she reads it and doesn't read anything in it that would trigger her to be defensive, then she will start to open up to you more, and there's a better chance then for you to be able to connect more with your grandma.
Okay. So write a letter to my mom, and then I'll be able to connect to my grandma?
Right. We've got to get her quit being guardian here.
Oh, okay.
So we
oh,
have
wait,
to break down her defenses, and if you can do that by relating to her on her own level in a positive way, then she will be more open to, you know, well, maybe let the three of us, you know, get together.
Uh-huh. Why do she feel like that, though? Because, you know, she doesn't get the concept like everything happens for a reason yet.
Oh, well, then don't even bring that up.
I know, I won't.
Anything you think she might disagree with, don't even bring up in the letter. Just typical, everyday human, physical, earth, positive things that are happening. Like if you saw a movie she might like, you know, tell her about it. Or if you tried a new recipe she might like, tell her about it. You know, just the normal, common, everyday, but keep it positive type things.
Oh, we do that over the phone.
No, there's
oh,
a reason for writing a letter.
Okay.
It gets to a person in a subliminal and more permanent way. Sometimes
okay.
when a person's been on the phone and they just, you know, dismiss everything they said after they hang up, but that letter is right there in front of her. It's physical. It's tangible.
Okay.
And it's going to get to her in a more subconscious way.
Okay. So what my deceased loved one is telling me to write her a letter?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll catch more flies with honey stationery than with vinegar.
Okay.
My grandma used to say that.
So, well, would she eventually write me back after I write her this letter?
She may not actually write you back, but she may call you and have a slightly more relaxed perspective when she talks to you.
Okay.
It's just the idea of having something physically tangible right there, you know.
They could, I was thinking about like throwing another family reunion to bring everybody together once my son heals up.
Well, that'd be good. That'd be great. Send her a written invitation.
Okay.
I actually think she'd like that.
Yeah, because I already did it like last year. I'm going to do it again this year.
So I'm getting too that she's one of those persons that collects everything she gets like that. If she got a written invitation,
yeah,
have it forever.
Yeah, she got a lot of things. She got a lot of things that I used to make her when I was little. She still has it.
Yep, boxes and boxes of things. And this letter will go in that box. So.
Okay.
Well,
I'm gonna
answer.
Okay. All right.
Were you gonna say something, Kelly?
Yeah, I was going.
No,
yeah, I was wondering
it.
If.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was wondering if her and my grandmother was ever close.
Yes, and then they came kind of separated a bit in their way of thinking. Your grandmother's more like you than you know.
Oh, so me and her is alike.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's where the resistance is coming in. Sometimes people don't like to see a mirror.
Yeah, I kind of figured me and my grandma kind of acted alike. At first, me and her used to battle, and now we're at the point where we're getting very, very close to each other.
Right. But, yeah, sometimes when we recognize aspects of ourselves in another person, it kind of freaks us out.
Yeah.
And we do that on a subconscious level.
Yeah.
And we're not sure how to react to it, and sometimes we'll just kind of back off. Like I saw you having to back off when I was getting this played out with the two women that were talking. And it turned out to
okay.
be your mom and grandma.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to write some healing letters. Thank you.
Sure. And she'll have them in those boxes, and you'll inherit them.
Okay.
Cool. All righty. Well,
okay.
Thank you, Tosh, for calling in. See, you're still in chat there, so if I can, we've been posting. I don't know if you can see that. We've been posting some stuff in chat there, too. And Jan's our helper there today. She's really good with posting stuff for us, and she's got this list, and I'm trying to get my list to match Jan's list. So she's posting stuff for me, and I'm writing it down on my piece of paper here, so I'll have it for tomorrow.
Great, great. Did Jan have something she wanted to say from the chat room? Or?
No, that's what she's typing, but we still have several more here. We've got another four callers to go here, so
okay.
All righty.
Okay, get the next one.
Okay, we are with area code 954.
Oh, hold on.
Hold on, okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
I'm sorry, it's my turn?
It is, it's your turn.
I'm sorry,
your
you guys. We're at the same time, isn't that the way that it is? My neighbor comes over and knocks on the door and says, I've got some stuff here. What I'm asking about, ladies, sorry, is... I've recently separated from my husband and moved to another state and have bought this building that I want to start a business in, and I happen to be only 10 blocks from an ex-boyfriend. Just wondering if I'll run into him or if we're going to reconnect.
I see that it's very likely, but not right away. And
sometimes
people come into our lives for a while. I'm feeling that this was a very strong relationship at the time. Sometimes people will come into our lives and then we have to go our separate ways because we have separate learning to do.
Yes.
He had his things had to do with kids. And
his had to do with kids, yes. Mine had to do with I wanted to get married and he had just gotten divorced. That was back in 99. Hold on one second.
Sure.
Okay.
But, yeah, he had to figure out regarding the kids. There was some situations going on that he didn't have room for anything else at the time.
Exactly. We reunited. Hold on one second. Bobby, can I come over a little while? Okay, I'll come on over. I'm sorry.
I'll call Molly hi for us when you go over later.
See, I'm opening a business here with restoring antique quilts. And my neighbor just came over. What a blessing, huh?
Yeah.
And she knows what, yeah, she knows what I'm starting, and she's got a whole box full of, like, fabric and stuff. I said, I'll come over and look at it. I don't even know her.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it really has just worked out wonderful, getting this property and everything. But anyways, Mark is the old boyfriend, and I, we did reconnect a year ago, briefly for a week, while I was on business up here. And he knew that I would probably be in the area, but he didn't anticipate it would be 10 blocks away. When I sent him the email in May, this past May, and said, guess what? I'll be up for the summer. I've got papers. I'm legally separated now. Because we decided after that week together, although it was wonderful, I am still technically married. And he still had kid issues, like you just said. And so he knows I'm here. He knows I'm legal.
Right.
And I am hoping that we will reconnect. I'm sitting patiently.
Give it a time. He's still working things out, and you're still working things out, too. We, you know,
yes.
Try and get things going. And you're both really too busy to spend a lot of time with each other right now.
Right.
But that will open up for you here in a little while, and you'll be able to you'll be able to actually compare notes about everything you've been through, and, you know, it will just be amazing.
Okay, good. Yes, it was a very strong relationship. My birthday is April 8th, and his is April 9th, so it's two Aries, and we've known each other since children, and we've come and gone out of each other's lives. Every 10 years, it seems like. And I would
that
like...
That sounds like
the next
soulmate.
10 years, excuse me. Yeah, I don't know if it's the soulmate or if it's just we're on similar paths, on similar light beams.
Well, soulmates and twin flames are not the same thing. Soulmates are people in our family that we connect with on a special level.
Right. He's not that, but we do definitely have some odd connection. So do you think that we can rekindle something romantically? Although I'm not saying that I need that. I've got a lot of sorting out to do with my business and the technical things with a divorce and so on and so forth. But I would like to have some hope that him and I will reconnect romantically, because now that we're grown up.
Yeah, now that you're mature and you're all the fire branding stuff, both of you. Each in your own ways. Yeah, because just talking about everything you've both been through will allow you to grow closer.
Good.
So you can set those threads. You can both sit back and go, wow, we learned a lot from this, didn't we? Let's move on and do something positive together.
Yeah. So it is going to happen then. Romantically be able to at least set down the foundation again and
right. You just need to talk things out first, you know, get all the bad stuff out in the open, share that openly with each other, and then you guys can heal it and go on from there.
Yeah. So he does still have feelings for me.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, that makes me feel a bit better. Then on the other note, I'm just every day waking up, doing my meditation, doing my prayer work, and saying, okay, today I hang drywall. Tomorrow I get the toilet installed. And I'm doing this every day, and I don't know where the money's coming from, but it's coming. Different places, things work out. I get my neighbor comes over like what just happened now, and it's just been a divine blessing. I don't know, how am I going to get heating and air conditioning in this 5,000-square-foot building? Am I going to be able to do that?
There are ways. Just make sure that you – I would say go through Craigslist and find, you know, a reputable person that can do that, because I'm trying to think Train. I'm getting the name Train.
Train?
Train can do that.
Train is the name of an air conditioner that I was looking at.
Oh, okay, then that's the one you should go with.
That's funny. I don't know if they do a mini split. Okay. Okay.
I'm seeing that there's a variety of things they do for homes and buildings and
that they can work anything
out to fit your needs.
Well, yeah, but it's just a matter of I do not have $6,000 in the bank right now, so how? I guess I'm going to get $6,000 somehow. I guess to the
small business loan.
Okay.
Especially for women.
I'm trying not to go that route with it, but it does, not that I'm banking on the divorce money, but what do you see as far as my divorce with my husband?
I think it's going to go rather quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no argument there at all.
No.
The money might be a problem. It's not that he won't agree to it, but I'm seeing, too, that he might not be able to do it every month if they give you the settlement. So you are going to need to rely on your own income. And I would suggest that you start advertising some of these things online, like through eBay, for example.
Make
some of these antique clothes.
That's what I do. I sell antique quilts, and I do it on eBay right now. And I just decided, I just talked to my girlfriend, who's sort of like my right-hand person in Florida, where I have the other house, to say, okay, I'm going to slash prices and do a Christmas in July sale. Get ready to start shipping some quilts. And she said,
meet up with people to promote you, you know, promote what you're doing online. Get people to post things on Facebook. Start a page, a business page there.
I have already. But see, I've just been inundated. It's just me in this 5,000 square foot building doing the renovations, and I've had to, you know, I've had to ask a lot of people to come and help and pay for that help, and the money is gone now, and I don't know how I'm going to be able to do it, but it's happened effortlessly so far.
Well, there you go. Go with that flow.
That's what I'm trying to do, but I'm getting worried.
Don't invest in worry.
There are groups out there, charitable groups, that actually will do, like, construction-type things. I know they do for seniors, and they do for, you know, people that are trying to move into a home that really can't afford a new home. And see what there is out there. They might work with your business, and you do something in return for them later on. They might help you do some
there
of
is?
The,
yes.
the costing so much, you know, the construction.
Yes. That's interesting because I want to set up a cooperative here in the actual building downstairs in the store where I want to have a senior. I think that that needlework and sewing is a lost art that needs to be taught to the youth, and I wanted to have a senior class where I could take retirees and have them teach to other people. So if I could get with a group like that, you're right. Maybe there's somebody that would help me get that dream off the ground by exchanging
work. Right, they're helping the seniors and they're helping the community by giving of their time to do the construction and the painting.
Right.
Wiring.
Cool.
And all of that.
Right.
Maybe even install that train system for you.
I have a feeling intuitively that Mark is supposed to be some part of that, either my support network or actually
I'm seeing more after
that.
It gets going. He'll get involved in it. Yeah, once the business gets going in the building, I think he will find that he's going to be around more to give ideas and help and things of that nature.
Yeah, because talk about the twin soul or similar path. He has now started a comic strip, and it's taken off. And it's totally contrary to what he does for a living, believe me. He's in high tech and with a very big software firm. So for him to be doing a funny little comic strip that's taking off through syndication, his creative part is coming out just like mine is. So
right. So don't be surprised if he's taking needlepoint classes then.
I don't know if they'll do that. But he could teach some kids how to do a comic strip, that's for sure.
Yeah, see, there's the youth, the community youth, you know, get them off the streets and doing something constructive.
You got it. That's exactly what I want to do.
Well, this was great. Well, just keep moving forward with that positive energy because you sure got plenty of it.
And click the follow and come back. It's like, we want to hear how this turns out. This is neat because this is really good manifesting you're doing for yourself. This is really good.
Yeah. Now I just, if I could just manifest, you know, a cuddle on the couch and a good movie and maybe some, then I'm sorry, but I've been married in such a terrible thing, situation. I'm only 45. I'm not dead yet.
That's right. And it's never too late. I know a couple that was in, she was 58 and he was 64, and they just got married in April.
Oh,
wow.
That's great. Okay, ladies. Well, thank you very much for the positive reinforcement.
Yeah, we'll send energy to you to get the people you need to get things done.
Yeah. Okay, great. Now, do you think? Oh, just one last thing. Do you think that it will be before I return for the winter back down to Florida and settle my divorce? That Mark and I will be able to be friends again.
Oh yeah, it will be before winter. Yeah.
Because I'm
heading
back in
late
October
September.
1st. Okay.
I'm getting a feeling of late September.
Okay. Okie dokie. Okay,
all right.
Thank you. Take care, ladies.
You.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye. Call back in. Like I say, keep us updated.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Okay, we've got about 3 more callers here, Linda, and we've got 25 minutes.
All right.
So I think we're going to make this. This will be good. Okay, we have with us area code 513. You're on the air with Linda.
Hi, Linda. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. Well, quick and simple question. I have a fiance that I love very much, and I'm just wondering, does she feel the same for me, and how does our future look together?
I'm actually getting a really good feeling about this. It's just that she's uncertain about some other things in her life right now. That you kind of need to, help her through.
Oh, okay. Well, set my mind at ease. Thank you.
No, you know, it's just that if she seems a little distant at times, it's not you. It's other things going on in the life. It's work. It's friends and family. It's finances, and she just needs to open up and talk to you about it and feel comfort and secure by your presence. Because she's worried about, you know, what future is going to be for her, you know, in other areas. So just let her know, you know, we can do everything together.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense.
All right.
Cool.
Okay. Well, ladies, I thank you so much. Let you know you took a heavy load off of my mind.
All right.
Good deal. Makes your heart lighter and your day seem better.
Yes, it does. Well, again, thank you so much, and y'all both have a blessed day.
You too.
All righty, and you too. And let us know how it goes. We'd like to hear back.
I certainly will.
We want invitations to the wedding, okay?
Most definitely. Thank you.
All righty, thank you. All right, here we go. And we have area code 613. 613, you're live on the air with us.
Yes, good afternoon, ladies. Thank you for taking this call. My question is regarding my daughter. She's been married for a year. Her husband is, I wouldn't say very strange, but some people would. yesterday we got to her house, we had to stop there, and he's studying, he has exam right now, but we came to her living room at the same time that he did. He didn't even cross our eyes, he just sat there, and she told me he has exam, so he has to study, but, you know, it doesn't take very long to say hi to his in-laws there. And when we left, he was looking at his computer and didn't say anything again. I know he doesn't, she told me quite often, he doesn't even talk to his mother. Not that he's mad at her, but he doesn't make conversation. He doesn't like to be with people that are not of his own generation. And I just wonder right now, like, how do we handle this? Because whenever he needs help or his friend needs help with a car or whatever, they're going to come home and my husband's going to help them, or my husband's going to help him. It's kind of frustrating that you know, to be with somebody that talks to you only when they need you.
Well, for one thing, I sense that he's disturbed by people's energy in general.
Okay.
It's nothing against the in-laws. It's just that he's empathic.
Okay.
So when you approach him, try not to be in a bad mood, or anyone that's with you trying to approach him, because he'll withdraw like a turtle into his shell, because he doesn't understand the vibrations he's getting from people. If they're sad, they're upset, they're in need of something, or they're angry, or they're feeling hurt. If you approach him, and I'm seeing too that he may have had learning disabilities when he was younger, but he was extremely intelligent.
He is. Oh, yeah.
And those are the ones that are the most sensitive to any type of outside energy. Anything slightly negative, it may set them off. They'll want to get angry in response, but they'll just clam up because it's not right to do that, you know.
Okay.
So if he's sitting there sort of in a funk, ignoring everyone, it's just because the energies he's picking up. And try not to have him in with a lot of other people, like large family gatherings, till he gets used to people.
Okay. Because I know, like, my daughter had, well, they had the family gathering on his side and our side after they got married. And he was there with, his siblings were not there, they didn't come, but he was there with my youngest children and spent all their time. Like, when he's here, like, he's going to spend most of his time with the youngest children.
Right. They're more pure in energy. As we get older, we start learning how to take negative things into ourselves and respond in ways that probably aren't too good sometimes. But, yeah, he'll be more attuned to children just because they're more innocent, more pure, and they don't have, you know, haven't been watching the news and seeing all the bad stuff that we bring into our daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
So just very slowly, you know, get him used to people. Try to get people to be positive. Don't, you know, be thinking about bad things that are going on in the news to your life when you're around him, because he can feel this and pick up on it. And
okay.
As a self-protection, he kind of shuts himself off.
Okay. Because the thing is that he's, you know, we never had anything that was, we never had any argument so far. Like, we have always been quite supportive of him, whatever he does. And, you know, I was inviting him for his birthday last winter. And my daughter says, oh, no, we're not going to go. I said, what's wrong? She says, well, he had to go to his mother's, to his father's for his birthday, so he has enough. And I was just wondering, like, what is that?
Yeah, these type of people are not really social because of, you know, what they pick up from other people.
Okay.
It's sort of like they're sponges, if you want to think of it that way. And
yeah.
Different
I know.
People come
I'm
in.
Like this. I'm like this, but I can salute people.
So just make sure you go in with pure water when you're around him, and if he doesn't, you know, pick up anything, like you might be worried about something or concerned about something, try to let go of that before you come in contact with him, because he'll pick up on what you're worried about, take it into himself, and it kind of unsettles him and shuts him off.
Okay, because and do you see him for a long time with my daughter? Because even her friends, if I meet some of her friends, they're gonna tell me, like, you know, the important is that it works with her. But everybody is worrying seeing her in this relationship with him.
Well, they're together for a reason.
Okay.
whatever they decided on before they were born. These are lessons for both of them. He's got to learn how to self-protect, and he needs to put up shields so that he's not picking everything up.
Okay.
And I think your daughter's going to learn how to deal with people that are empathic.
Okay.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good thing because she's a scientist, and sometimes I just tell her, like, you know, think, you know, more creatively, like it's not, you don't have only one side on your brain, you have the other side too, and
right.
It makes her laugh.
Well, she needs to learn how this all works, and, you know, I see a time when science and spirituality are going to join hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's already starting to happen in some places I'm seeing. So if she can incorporate spirituality into her science, she may have a whole new field to go and teach people.
Cool.
Okay, well, that would be great because I think, she's very upset right now because she doesn't have her own business. And though she has a very good job, but the thing is that if she was more open to more creativity, maybe this would be the what she needs to,
right.
to do her own thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she'd have something unique to offer to the world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She could write books. She
yeah.
could teach classes and seminars. She could travel.
Mm-hmm.
And then he could stay home and, you know, keep shielded.
Well, they're actually, like, we're in Ontario. They're going to California for their vacation. So, you know, he has traveled a lot. And I'm surprised of his, the way he is from a person that has traveled quite a bit. You know, quite a bit, like in 4 years, like he's been, he's almost a genius in math, and, you know, he has worked before Iraq and Afghanistan, he works on statistics with Canadian Army, American Army, to prevent accidents and stuff like this, so not everybody can do that, but the fact that he has lived in so many places, he's been in Italy also for another conflict in Libya and stuff like this. But what I mean is that people usually when they travel a lot, when they go in a lot of places, they will give you their impression, what they have seen, how it was, and we never hear about this from him.
That's because he perceives it as negative.
Okay.
It's a thing that he really doesn't enjoy about the traveling, is the running into all these strange energies and absorbing all this stuff empathically. He may love the scenery. He may love the architecture. He may love the nature, the flora, the fauna, but the people's energies are bothering him.
Okay. Okay, then. And do you see anything special for me?
Nothing really changing that I can see right now, but I think you're on a good path already.
Oh, okay.
I think you know who you are and where you're going.
Okay.
Continue to give the love that you've been giving to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And good things will continue to come to you.
Okay. We're going to North Carolina in August. Will everything be okay? Because my daughter's going to be gone, and the youngest, well, they're young adults. They're staying here by themselves. Will everything be okay? That's the only thing that really worries me.
Because everything will be fine, but if you're still worried about it, envision a white light protection around your property.
Okay.
Just picture this white, pure energy around your property and everyone that's in the house, and they should be fine.
My son is slightly... he's challenged mentally because his IQ is quite low, and though he has a job, he works very hard, gathers all the money that he can. He has a girlfriend right now whose son is roughly the same age as he is, And my God, I'm not too happy with this. Where is that going?
I think it's temporary.
Okay. Okay.
I really do.
Good.
I'm saying that he's not getting along with this son.
Okay. So well, I don't think
he's going to stay in the situation.
Ah, okay. Good. Good, because he's a, we were lucky in a way. We have flipped a house for him because he cannot earn enough money to buy a house. So what we did, we have bought a small town home, and we are renting the bedrooms. And he lives there, but we rent the other bedroom so that it gathers some money for him. So we don't want, when we're going to be gone, to have him in the street or having him to live in his sister's basement. And right now he wanted, because of his girlfriend, he wanted to sell all of this and move out with her. Like, is that something, a phase that will go away, or he's going to stick to this for a while?
It'll be for a little while yet.
Okay.
If you can just kind of talk to him and say, well, I'd really feel better if you were staying home while we're gone. In case something needs to happen, we need to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him, you know, use that as an excuse, as to keep him where you know he's at while you're gone, so that you don't worry so much. Just ask it like a favor. Could you please, you know, not be over there with her until after we get back?
Okay. Perfect then.
Okay.
I appreciate this very much.
Oh, no problem. Happy to help, and love to you and your family.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling in, and make sure to call us back and tell us how things go. We always like to hear, you know, results and what things are going on.
Okay. Right. I'll do that.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Here we go. We got our last person. Oh, there we go. If I can get the, whatchamacallit here to do. There it is. Okay. Julie, you've been hanging on here, and we got you.
Hey, how are you today?
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic. So I just have a question. I, for the past couple months, have been hanging out with this man. And about a month ago, I said, you know, I'm kind of feeling the chemistry here. What are you feeling? And he said, you know, I know you're ready to be in a relationship and get married, and I'm not there. And in January, his fiance had died. And so normally I wouldn't have touched that with a 10-foot pole, but my intuition, go see it through. So after he said he wasn't interested or wherever he was, I said, well, what's your role in this? And I took a step back and I thought, oh, you attracted an emotionally unavailable man. So what is it about you that needs to change? So I kind of meditated on it and felt that as much as I want to be in a relationship and love, that I'm still kind of afraid of that. So I'm working on that, and I'd like advice for that. But in the meantime, we've still hung out and her friends. I've tried to take a step back emotionally. And I guess my concern is he still in my life as a friend because I'm still emotionally unavailable, or what do I need to do? Should I quit the friendship? I don't want to do that. But at the same time, I'm trying to balance what's best for me.
Okay, don't quit the friendship. Keep it at a friend's level. Sometimes we get romantically involved with people that we're not supposed to be romantically relationship with, but to become friends. It's just that seems to be the only way they can get us together in the first place. But as far as you attracting the right man, I'm going to give you some advice from some others that I have studied, and that is we have to really, truly love ourselves before we can love and attract true love from someone else. And if you're working with your guys, have them point out to you the areas where you're not loving yourself, where you might be feeling less than adequate. Don't ever. You are right where you are supposed to be right now. You look the way you do for a reason. You sound the way you do for a reason. You're doing for a living what you do for a reason. There is no reason to feel competitive to anyone else. And I'm getting strongly that in the past relationships you have felt competitive. So if you can come to total acceptance that you yourself are a perfect being, right as you are right now, really work that into your system. That will radiate from you and will attract the proper relationships.
Okay. All right. I will work on that. But do you see anything with him in the future? It's just no. Romantically?
Romantically, no. I think there might be times that you will both think about what you had briefly, but I think it's time for you to attract the right romantic partner once you come to terms with yourself. And I just personally don't think he's it. I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
The good news is he's a good man, and the fact that I'm attracting that to me is a plus.
Yes, it is.
So, okay. All right, fantastic. Well, I will work on loving myself. I think what you're talking about goes to my body and, you know, not being the model thin, and that's where I struggle.
Right. I do, too. I'm not exactly a pretty thing either, but you're very beautiful to me from what I can see.
But, okay, so in that, I'm going to work on loving myself.
You're
very cool. You're bright. Someone coming into my life then. Because even though I was hanging out with him, I went on a date yesterday. I haven't been sitting around waiting. I'm not doing that.
Okay, good. Yeah, don't do that. Don't ever give your own happiness away to depend on someone else.
But do you see someone coming in as I continue to work on myself?
Yes.
All right, fantastic.
And believe it or not, this is going to be someone you think is perfect, and they're going to be feeling a little bit, well, I'm not very good. I'm, you know, why would anyone want me? So you guys are going to be able to relate to each other.
Okay. Oh, good deal. Well, that's kind of how it's been with him, too, so I can appreciate that.
Well, that's great.
And it's all good. Well, that's it. Thank you. I just wanted to call about that. I appreciate it.
All right.
Alrighty. Well, thank you. And, you know, quick follow if you're on, I don't know, it looks like you might be Skyping in, quick follow on that and come back and talk with us again. That's like we're here 7 days a week at 773-897-6461. We always like to hear follow-up and how stuff goes.
Excellent. Have a good day, ladies.
You too.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we're running out of time here, aren't we?
We are. We got 3 minutes here. I'm going to come back and check just for a minute because we still have 805 on, and they dropped out, and then they came back in. So I'm just going to check 805. Don't get spooked if we talked to you once already, but I'm just going to check here and make sure we didn't miss anybody today.
Okay.
Did we talk with you earlier? Area code 805, did we talk with you earlier? Okay, they might have us on mute, so it's like it might be one of those. I think the phone number was the same, and I think it was somebody that called back in. Well, wow, we've got just enough time to go through and make announcements. I've been having Jan been really busy in the chat room with me. She's been giving me everybody's info because this lady's got a file, man. She's like better than the X-Files. She's got everything today. I'm going to have you announce that one more time, Linda, for yours, and make sure, you know, talk slowly so Jan can get that down. But I'm pretty sure it was your only contact was the Continuum. Continuum
that's the main
with
one. Continuum, Continuumx, headquarters, on Facebook.
Okay.
And also, you can search ContinuumX in Google, and you might be able to find me that way through Squidoo, Squidoo, or Blogspot, Blogspot.
Oh, tell me that. SQU, what was that? Squid what? Oops, say that one again.
Squidoo. SQUIDOO.
Squidoo. Okay, and where's that at?
Squidoo is its own site for blogging, only they call them lenses instead of articles or blogs.
Oh, I'll be done. Okay, and that's, so that one's on. So Squidoo is on Twitter. Okay, cool. Give people more ways to find you out there. Okay, I'm going to do a quick run through with everybody here. And we have 90 seconds. Oh, joy. Okay, so I'm going to talk fast. Mondays, we have Aurora Rose, and hers is aurorarosepsychic.web.com. And she's also, her Gmail is aurorarosepsychic@gmail.com. Her number is 270-259-2584. Then we have Mystic Celeste. She's at www.celestialreading.net. That's CelestialReading.net. And I'm not talking about that, but we have 60 seconds. Okay. Her number is 928-554-4422. Then, of course, we have Jethro at www.jethrosmith.net, and he is 928-284-0437. He is also on Facebook and Twitter. Pamela Cummins, our Tuesday, our musical psychic lady, love and relationships. She is at www.successfulrel, that's S-U-C-C-E-S-S-F-U-L, REL, short for relationship, .com, and hers is 973-229-9704. She gets musical tones songs. She gets songs and lyrics, you know, that is how her angels work through here. We've also have Heather DeLuso. She's on Wednesdays. Just put that with her. 10 seconds. Doggone. Okay. Anyway, she's at www.serenitygrovestudio.com, and hers is 860-212-0832. We've had Patty Negri. It's Patty, PattyNegri.com. Hers is 323-461-0640. Let's see. Okay, who else have I missed? I think I got everybody. There was Tristan. I'm not sure if she's really quite doing readings. Oh, and there's also Sandra Green. She is with the other show at WileSammy. It's WileSammy at gmail.com is how to get a hold of her. And also Jethro's new show, Living in the Psychic Realm. It is going to be on air today at 4 o'clock Eastern Time, which amounts to 2 o'clock our time here, so in about a half hour. He gave us a little half-hour break there so we can, as he says, go take a water break, go take a potty break, you know, go grab something to eat, and then sit back down and call back in. He is at 714-333-3354. Lots of threes in that one. Again, his number is 714-333-3354, and that's the new show, Psychic Jethro on Living in the Psychic Realm. But his personal number, again, is at 928-284-0437. And he's doing, I'm forgetting this one too, the coffee special this month, the coffee reading special. He will do, if you go on his site and you figure out what he normally charges, you'll understand why this is a really good deal, because he really wants people to try this healthy coffee. And that is the coffee reading special. If you will go on and buy a box of either the healthy coffee latte, it's only $30.50 and includes the shipping. And to get that, you call me, Kelly, at 719-289-4907. We get you set up with doing that, and he does a 30-minute reading once you buy that box of coffee from his site. So that's what we're knowing today. And as usual, Linda, I love being on with you. This is just so cool.
Oh, I love it with you, too, and Sandra and Jethro and Amy and everyone.
You're doing some of the ones in the evening times, right? Do they have a steady time for that Living in the Realm?
Well, last week it was Living in the Psychic Realm was on Monday and Tuesday, and if you link up with me onto my Facebook, the links are there.
Cool. Okay.
I'm not sure yet what the schedule is for next week, but as soon as I
right.
Facebook.
All right. Sounds good. Well, there's lots of ways to get a hold of us, and if nothing else, everybody can call in. You know, we're here 7 days a week at 773-897-6461, and if you click that follow button, Blog Talk usually is nice enough. I've had people say, by the way, they missed it. They got the days wrong. I know Rita was saying like a couple weeks ago they were having the days wrong and stuff, but it's like the show, the times and stuff are all messed up. But normally, we're not in Mercury retrograde, and we haven't had solar flares, and we posted spaceweather.com. I think people have been going to that and checking it out, which I think is really cool. It's like all of a sudden they go, oh, this is why our electronics are not working, because
right.
The solar flare is going to hit here. It's like, you know, then when people get what I call blogged out, it's like they just, oh, okay, it's a solar flare. It's going to, you know, log back in. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really excited. I went to your site. I went to the Continuum X stuff, and I also got a lead off on that. They do, like, I guess it's a worldwide meditation that I think it's David, and I can't remember the other little gal's name, and they are apparently spearheading this. So people get together and they meditate at a specific time in their time zone. I believe it's each Saturday. It's something like Worldwide Peace or something like that. And I'd just send him a quick email. I haven't even had time to check my own email for about the past 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd send him one on that. And I don't know, do you have the information on that? I know it's there, and I know it's that it's like the Worldwide Peace Meditation. They do it like 11 o'clock in the morning and 5 o'clock at night. And it's like they're doing it with everybody in their specific time zone. They have some things that they'd like you to meditate on specifically, you know, with the group as such. But it's just focusing on worldwide peace, was the message I got. So I want to look at that more, but I said, yeah, I was, you know, really, really interested, and we'd definitely promote that here because I think we need that change.
Right. But then go to my headquarters page, and it describes the process and the time zones. And okay. I've actually seen those published by a lot of people on Facebook. So kind of
cool.
Hard to nail it down to a source. But,
okay.
But, yeah, it's just a unity group, a global group.
Okay, sounds good. All right. Well, we're going to get off of here, and I'm going to finish. I'm going to visit with Rita here a little bit in the chat, and then I'm going to go and check out the 714-333-3354 show myself today. I'm going to go listen in. It's like I don't know what happens. It's like I call in. I do not push one. I don't push to be in the queue. It's like I just want to listen and see what you guys are doing. It's like all of a sudden they go, you're on the air. It's like, no, I didn't want to be on the air. I was just listening. I was just taking a day off.
But it worked out so well the other day.
It did. That was fun. All righty. Well, we'll be talking to you again, and we'll check out, and hopefully I'll get a little more information on that good stuff. And like I say, Jan was our lifesaver today. It's like, and she logged out. She probably went on over to that other show already, or checking in on that. But she's amazing. She has just got, you know, all of her ducks in a row. And I went, okay, as she was going through chat and posting everybody's stuff for us today, I went through and I wrote it down on my piece of paper. So this way I'll be able to post it myself next time.
All right. Thank you,
Jan. She's helping me get organized. It's all good. And I do, it's like, I think you're correct in the call, Will, because like I said, I had talked with somebody about and what they got, what their, you know, angels are, what I guess what my angels were showing them was, I was supposed to take a compass, you know, like a math compass,
right,
and put it on that spot in Homedale and just draw that radius circle for like a 30-minute drive, not a 30-mile drive, but a 30-minute drive, and Caldwell definitely falls in that. And then I've also been told, you know, I've called in several different places, and people just get, you know, others, you know, psychics just get bits and pieces, and one of them was that this next place that we're moving to is probably, you know, only going to be for 5 or 6 years. It's not going to be, you know, the permanent place or whatever. I'm like going, okay, I can live with that. You know, it's probably, it makes a lot of sense, because in 5 or 6 years, okay, I have a 10-year-old. So in, you know, 6 years, he'll be 16 mostly through school. The other one will be 18. She'll be graduating, you know, whatever. So that makes a lot of sense to me, is that we're going to be rooted someplace so they can get through school, have friends, be established. It's like, and then the next, you know, the next jump is going to be for me to go where I need to finish up. So
yeah,
that makes a lot of sense to me. And it's like, and they were all excited, because I said, yeah, I said, Linda, you know, our lady on Thursdays, I said, she only lives like 100 miles from Boise North. And they said, oh, can we go visit her? And I was like going, yeah, we'll get there. It's like,
yeah.
We'll get
to
probably
see this place. You'll love it.
Oh, cool. Oh, neat. All right. I'm sure we will. It sounds gorgeous. It sounds gorgeous. So, all right. Well, we're going to get off of here. And folks in chat there, it's like I'm going to come in and chat a little bit here until Jeff throws space and place there. So we will see you again. I mean, good
all
to
right.
talk to you. Okay. Take care. Have a great day.
Bye.